whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Την Μίντσιν, Matilda the Musical, μέρος πρώτο.
Getting on a plane, Mrs. Wormwood.
Oh, yeah. I've been training 4 hours a day for the last 2 years, and I can tell you one thing. If Jennifer Littleton thinks she's walking off with the coveted golden shoe this year, she's got another thing coming.
Okay.
I've got a secret weapon. Rodolfo. He's part Italian, you know. Very supple. And he has incredible upper body strength.
I think we should have a talk.
So, what is it? What's wrong with me?
Mrs. Wormwood, do you really have no idea?
Wind?
Mrs. Wormwood, I want you to think very carefully. Now, what do you think might be the cause of this?
Am I fat?
Mrs. Wormwood, you're pregnant.
What?
You're going to have a baby.
But I've got a baby. I don't want another one. Isn't there something you can do?
You're 9 months pregnant.
Antibiotics or... Oh, my good Lord. What about the golden show?
A baby, Mrs. Wormwood. A child. The most precious gift that the natural world can bestow upon us has been handed to you. A brand new human being. A life. A person. A wonderful new person is about to come into your life to bring love and magic and happiness and wonder.
Bloody hell!
Every life I bring into this world restores my faith in humankind.
Push, Mrs. Wormwood, push! I'll push you in a minute!
Each newborn life a canvas yet unpainted, the still unbroken skin, this uncorrupted mind. Every life is unbelievably unlikely. The chances of existence are most infinitely small. The most common thing in life is life. And yet every single life, every new life, is a miracle.
My son!
Ah, Mr. Wormwood, are you smoking a cigarette?
What? Oh, of course. I'm sorry, Doctor. What am I thinking? This calls for a proper smoke.
One. Was it Jennifer Littleton? Maybe I could get a later flight or something.
Mrs. Wormwood, please stay where you are. As I keep telling you, you are in no condition to dance the tarantella.
Oh, my word, he's an ugly little thing, isn't he?
It's one of the most beautiful children I've ever seen.
You need glasses, mate. He looks like a prune. Oh, my good Lord. Where's this thingy?
What?
His third eyes. Whatchamacallit? What you done with his thingy?
This child doesn't have a thingy, Mr. Wormwood.
What? A boy with no thingy? Look what you've done, you stupid woman. This boy's got no thingy.
Mr. Wormwood, this child is a girl. A girl. A beautiful, beautiful little girl.
Just put me out of me misery. Was it Jennifer Littleton or not?
Of course it was Jennifer Littleton here. I don't suppose we could exchange it for a boy, could we?
This is the worst day of my life. Oh, my undercarriage doesn't feel quite normal. My skin looks just revolting in this foul fluorescent light. And this gown is nothing like the semi-formal, semi-Spanish gown I should be wearing in the semi-finals tonight. I should be dancing the tarantella, cream on first. Hospital cotton with a smarting front bottom and this horrible
miracle,
smelly little
miracle,
wrinkly little ball of fat.
What the hell is that?
Will someone give this thing a bottle?
Or swap it for a later model? Why do bad things always happen to good people, fine upstanding citizens like you and me? Why, when we've done nothing wrong, should this disaster come along? This horrible, weird-looking,
airy little stinky thing.
We know sign of a winky thing at all.
Miracle, miracle,
a miracle.
Every life's a miracle, beautiful miracle I have ever seen.
I can't find these Frank and B.
The chances of existence are most infinitely small. The most common thing in life is life. And yet every single life, there are no life, is a miracle, miracle.
Μια φορά και έναν καιρό, ένας Βρετανός παραμυθάς είπε μια ιστορία για ένα 5χρονο κορίτσι με υπερφυσικές ικανότητες. Την ιστορία του Βρετανού αυτού παραμυθά την πήρε ένας Αυστραλός και την έκανε musical, ένα musical που έφτασε ως τη Νέα Υόρκη και το Broadway. Άρα μιλάμε προφανώς για το πλήρες ταξίδι ενός έργου μέσα στον αγγλόφωνο κόσμο. Και όχι μόνο όμως. Η Ματίλντα ή αλλιώς Ματίλντα The Musical αγαπήθηκε όπου κι αν παίχτηκε στον πλανήτη και φυσικά σάρωσε τα περισσότερα από τα βραβεία για τα οποία προτάθηκε. Ας πάρουμε όμως τα πράγματα από την αρχή.
My mummy says I'm a jumped up little germ, that kids like me should be against the law. My daddy says I should learn to shut my pie hole, no one likes a smart-mouthed girl like me. Mum says I'm a good case for population control, dad says I should watch more TV. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we're told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it's you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right.
Just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it. My mummy says I'm a miracle. My daddy says I'm a special little guy.
I am a princess.
And I am a prince.
Mum says I'm an angel.
Mum says I'm an angel.
Mum says I'm an angel.
So you think you're able to survive this mess by being a prince or a princess? You will soon see there's no escaping tragedy. And even if you put in heaps of effort, you're just wasting energy, 'cause your life as you know it is ancient history. I have suffered in this jail. I've been trapped inside this cage for ages, this living hell. But if I try, I can remember that before my life had ended, before my happy days were over, before I first heard the pealing of the bell. Like you, I was curious. So innocent, I asked a thousand questions. But unless you want to suffer, listen up and I will teach you a thing or two. Oh dear, you'll be finding so severely if you step out of line. And if you cry, you'll be double. You should stay out of trouble and remember to be extremely careful.
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Did you hear what he said?
Just you wait for Fizz Ed.
What's Fizz Ed?
Physical education.
My mummy says I'm a miracle.
My daddy said I would be the teacher's pet.
School is really fun, according to my mum.
That is, I would learn the alphabet.
The alphabet? You better learn a lesson, kid.
So you think you're A, to survive this mess by being a prince or a princess. You will soon see there's no escaping tragedy.
Knock on the door, Jenny. Just knock on the door.
Don't be pathetic.
Knock on the door, Jenny. There's nothing to fear. You're being pathetic. It's just a door. You've seen one before. Just knock on the door. Look at you trying to hide, silly. Standing outside the principal's office like a little girl. It's just pathetic. You hesitating, hand shaking. You should be embarrassed. You're not a little girl. It's just pathetic. Knock on the door, Jenny. What are you waiting for? Just knock on the door. Perhaps I will wait. She's probably having a meeting or something and won't want to be interrupted. If anything, caution in these situations. A sensible one should avoid confrontation where possible. I'll come back later then. But this little girl, this miracle, knock on the door, Jenny, just knock on the door, don't be pathetic.
Look at these trophies, see how my trophies gleam in the sunlight, see how they shine. What do you think it took to become English hammer-throwing champion? 1969, do you think in that moment, when my big moment came, that I treated the rules with casual disdain? Well, like hell. As I stepped up to the circle, did I change my plan? What? As I chalked up my palms, did I wave my hands? I did not. As I started my spin, did I look at the view? Did I drift off and dream for a minute or two? Do you think I faltered or amended my rotation? Do you think I altered my intended elevation? As the hammer took off, did I change my grunt from the grunt I had practiced for many a month? Not a jot, not a dot, did I stray from the plot? Not a detail of my throw was adjusted or forgotten. Not even when the hammer left my hands and sailed up above the stands, did I let myself go? No, 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 no. If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to make the team, you don't need happiness or self-esteem. You just need to keep your feet inside the line. Sing, children. 2, 3, 4!
If you want to throw the hammer
for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time. And if you want to teach success, you don't use sympathy or tenderness. You have to force the little squits to toe the line. Sing, Jenny! 2, 3, 4!
If you want to throw the hammer for your country, you have to stay inside the circle all the time.
I apply just one simple rule to hammer throwing life and school. Life's a ball, so learn to throw it. Find the belly line and tear it. And always keep your feet inside the line. Now get out.
Somewhere along the way, my dear, you've made an awful error. You oughtn't blame yourself now. Come along. You seem to think that people like people what are clever. It's very quaint, it's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round claiming that they know stuff we don't know. Now here's a tip. What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know's expressed. Content has never been less important, so you have got to be
loud!
Girl, you gotta learn to stand up and stick out from the crowd. A little less flat, a lot more heel. A little less fat, a lot more feel. A little less brains, a lot more hair. A little less head, a lot more derriere. Now I'm gonna tell you when to shake your tush. Well, you gotta lie, don't hide it under a bushel. No one's gonna look if you don't stand out. No one's gonna listen if you don't shout.
No one's gonna care if you don't care. So go and put some highlights in your hair. Cause you gotta highlight what you got.
Even if
what you got is not a lot,
you gotta be
loud, loud, loud.
You gotta give yourself permission to shine, to stand up and be proud,
proud, proud, proud.
A little less, a lot more zing. A little less, a lot more schwang. A little less dressing like your mum. A little more bam, ba, bam, bam, bada, bam.
I look nice.
You don't. Now I'm gonna tell you. you when to wiggle your bumba.
No one's gonna love you if you don't know the rumba.
Everybody loves a little something exotic,
but learning a language is over the top.
It doesn't really matter if you don't have doubt,
as long as you don't know it with a bit of clout.
The less you have to sell, the harder you sell it. The less you have to say, the louder you yell it. The dumber the yak, the bigger the confession. The less you have to show, the louder you dress it. You gotta get up, you gotta get off of me, love.
You gotta give yourself permission to shine
down from the crowd.
A little less, a little more. A little less,
a little more.
No one's gonna tell you when to. No one's gonna show you where to ha, ha, ha. If you want a little bit of you can't sit around going la la la. No one's gonna care if you don't care, so go and put some hot eyes in your hair. Cause you got a hot eye, what you got? And what do you got? You gotta be loud. You gotta give yourself permission to shine
out of the crowd.
You so need a makeover. You gotta be loud.
You are going to march in there and give them a piece of your mind. Leave it alone, Jenny. The more that you try, the more you'll just look like a fool. This is not your problem. You've not got the spine. You are a teacher, just go back to school. But girl, this miracle, she seems not to know that she's special at all. And what sort of teacher would I be if I let this little girl fall through the cracks? I can see this little girl needs somebody strong to fight by her side. Instead, she's found me, pathetic little me. And another door closes, and Jenny's outside.
Somewhere on a show, I heard that a picture tells a thousand words. So telly, if you bother to take a look, is the equivalent of, like, lots of books! All I know I learned from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, baby, you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements. Why would we waste no energy turning the pages 1, 2, 3 when we can sit comfortably on our lovely bumper list, watching people singing and talking and doing stuff? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Take it away, son. You can't learn that from a stupid book.
All I know I learned from telly, what to think and what to buy. I was pretty smart already,
but now I'm really, really smart, very, very smart.
Endless content, endless channels, endless chat on endless panels. All you need to fill your muffin without
having to really think or nothing.
Why would we waste no energy trying to work out allocees when we can see it happily on our lovely back release, watching slightly famous people talk to really famous people? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Who the Dickens is Charles Dickens?
Mary Shelley, Cossie, Sam Smelly, Harry Potter, what a rotter. Jane Austen,
in the composting.
James Joyce, doesn't sound nice. Ian McEwan, I feel like spewing. William Shakespeare,
William Shakespeare,
Moby Dick.
Easy, Grandma.
All together now! All I know, I learn from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter the man. You can tell from my big telly what a very clever fella I am.
Thank you very much.
Βασισμένο λοιπόν στο ομώνυμο παιδικό βιβλίο του Βρετανού συγγραφέα Roald Dahl, το musical Matilda είδε για πρώτη φορά τα φώτα της σκηνής στο Stratford της Αγγλίας το Δεκέμβριο του 2010. Μια παραγωγή της Royal Shakespeare Company που ανέθεσε τη σύνθεση της μουσικής και τους στίχους στον Αυστραλό συνθέτη και performer Tim Minchin. Τον Minchin γνωρίζουμε ήδη από ερμηνείες του σε γνωστά musical, με κορυφαία την εμφάνισή του ως Ιούδα στο Jesus Christ Superstar, στο Ηνωμένο Βασίλειο και κατόπιν στην περιοδία της παράστασης το 2012. Κάτω από τα φτερά της Royal Shakespeare Company θα ταξίδευε η Ματίλντα και στο Λονδίνο, στο West End, το 2011, με τη δεκάχρονη τότε κυπριακής καταγωγής Κλεοπάτρα Δημητρίου να ερμηνεύει τον πρωταγωνιστικό ρόλο σε μία από τις διανομές. Και φυσικά, 2 χρόνια αργότερα, η Ματίλντα θα ταξίδευε και στην άλλη πλευρά του Ατλαντικού. Αυτά όμως στην επόμενη εκπομπή μας. Σήμερα συγκεντρωνόμαστε αποκλειστικά στο αγγλικό cast του έργου.
night. The escapologist's daughter cried herself to sleep, alone in her room. The escapologist knew nothing of the aunt's wickedness, and his daughter never said a word, as she didn't want to add to her father's pain. This only encouraged the woman to greater cruelties. Until one day, she exploded.
You are useless, filthy, nasty little creep!
And she beat her and threw her into a dank, dark, dusty cellar, locked the door and went out. But that day, the escapologist happened to come home early. And when he heard the sound of his daughter's tears, he smashed the door open!
Don't cry, I am here, little girl. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, wipe away your tears, little girl. Forgive me, I didn't mean to desert you. Don't cry, little girl. Nothing can hurt you. You've nothing to fear. I'm here.
Have I been so wrapped up in my grief for my wife that I've forgotten the one thing that mattered to us most? I love you so much, my daughter. I shall spend the rest of my life making it up to you. We shall be together forever.
Don't cry, Daddy. I'm all right, Daddy. Please don't cry here. Let me wipe away your tears. Forgive me, I didn't want to upset you. Please, Daddy, don't cry. I'll be alright with you by my side. I have nothing to fear. You're here.
Don't cry.
Don't cry.
Please don't cry, I am here, little girl.
I'm all right, Daddy.
Please don't cry.
Please don't cry.
Dry your eyes.
Let me wipe away your tears,
little girl. Forgive me,
Daddy, forgive me.
I didn't mean to desert you.
I didn't want to upset you. Please, Daddy,
don't cry, little girl.
I'll be all right. With
nothing
you by
can
my
hurt
side.
You.
I
You've
have nothing,
nothing
to fear.
I'm here.
But when the little girl fell asleep, thoughts turned to the acrobat sister, and an almighty rage grew in his great heart.
This demon,
this villain,
this monster,
she has sullied the memory of my wife.
She has betrayed the trust of her own sister.
She has shown cruelty to the most precious reality of my marriage. Bullying children is her game.
Then let us see what this creature
thinks she can do
when the wrath of a grown man stands before her.
But that was the last the little girl ever saw of her father. never came home. Ever again.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day. On the way to work and I will go to bed late every night.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square. And I won't care cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
There's no way of knowing if red means the same thing in your head as red means in my head when someone says red, and how if we are travelling at almost the speed of light and we're holding a light, that light would still travel away from us at the full speed of light, which seems right in a way. But I'm trying to say I'm not sure, but I wonder if inside my head I'm not just a bit different from some of my friends. These answers that come into my mind unbidden, these stories delivered to me fully written. And when everyone shouts like they seem to like shouting, the noise in my head is incredibly loud, and I just wish they'd stop. My dad and my mum and the telly and stories would stop for just once. And I'm sorry I'm not quite explaining it right, but this noise becomes anger and the anger is light, and it's burning inside me, would usually fade, but it isn't today. And the heat and the shouting, and my heart is pounding, and my eyes are burning, and suddenly everything
happening is...
quiet. Like silence, but not really silent. Just that still sort of quiet, like the sound of a page being turned in a book, or a pause in a walk in the woods. Quiet. Like silence, but not really silent. Just that nice kind of quiet, like the sound when you lie upside down in your bed. Just the sound of your heart in your head. And though the people around me, their mouths are still moving, the words they are forming cannot reach me anymore. And it is quiet, and I am warm, like I've sailed into the eye of the storm.
This roof keeps me dry when the rain falls. This door helps to keep the cold at bay. On this floor I can stand on my own two feet. On this chair I can write my lessons. On this pillow I can dream my nights away. And this table, as you can see, well, it's perfect for tea. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. It isn't much, but it is enough. On these walls I hang wonderful pictures. Through this window I can watch the seasons change. By this lamp I can read. And I am set free. And when it's cold outside, I feel no fear. Even in the winter storms, I am warmed by a small but stubborn fire. There is nowhere I would rather be. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. For this is my house. This is my house. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. This is my house. This is my house.
I don't pay much heed. I know that everything I need is in here. It isn't much, but it is enough for me. It isn't much, but it is enough for me.
Με το original London cast του έργου το 2011 στο West End, απολαύσαμε σήμερα τη Ματίλντα των, τη Μίντσιν και Ντένις Κέλλι. Το αμερικάνικο cast και οι λαμπροί βερσιόν του Broadway μας περιμένουν στην επόμενη μας εκπομπή. Μέχρι τότε, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, υπόκληση.